Good morning to you. And to you, Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate a Wednesday.
It's why we love today.
They know.
I love it.
Already. Feeling the vibes. Seventh day of the fifth month of 2025 has arrived. 127 in, 238 left to go. 4 days until Mother's Day.
Aww.
All right.
16 until Memorial Day weekend.
Jill.
Aw. There, I got one then. Today is, yesterday was National School Teachers Day, and it was National Nurses Day. Today is National School Nurse Day.
Oh, look at that. So yeah. The school nurse doesn't have to share the day, or does she get 2 days? What is the math on that?
You know, the school nurse is like the last line of defense, the ultimate interrogator in the school to determine. Are you just faking this and trying to get out of school?
I've spent entirely too much time with the school nurse at my children's schools. And in middle school, they apparently have an infirmary.
Wow.
There's like beds and everything.
Goodness.
I know. I can't even get that with our HMO.
Yeah. Who covers that?
They're like, here's a Band-Aid.
Do I need a voucher for that? Are we getting ready for the end of the war or something like that?
I don't know, but the poor middle school nurse. I can't even imagine.
Well, yeah, if they literally call it an infirmary, this is it's gotten serious really quickly.
I love it.
I appreciate the sentiment. You keep going, buddy.
There's not a lot of love.
International Tell Your Crush Day.
Hey.
So if you're crushing on somebody, today's the day you tell her.
Did with your girlfriend. Well, you're so in love.
Well, I think she knows
so
that she's
love.
My crush.
I hope so. I'll tell her.
Likewise. National Cosmopolitan Day.
Is it the magazine or the beverage?
I would guess the beverage.
Mm.
I don't know. Could be the magazine. They had the Met Gala over the weekend, and we just didn't cover.
Mm.
Which I think is a win for the show.
Well, I think so, too. It's like on all the entertainment. Nobody cares.
Although,
cares about these people.
Shaboozy was there.
I saw that.
Shaboozy.
Do you enjoy the Cosmopolitan?
I have no idea what it is. I don't think I've ever had one.
Okay, that's a good flex because that was a test to see if you're a man that drinks the pink drinks.
Ken Buckner.
You win.
Doesn't mean I don't drink the pink drinks.
Ken Buckner.
And it's National Tourism Day, and we'll take you all the way to the Conclave in the Vatican later on. On this date, in 1718, the city of New Orleans was founded by Jean-Baptiste Lemoyne de Bienville.
And look at him now.
A lot of names, man.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans. On this date in 1789, the first U.S. presidential inaugural ball was held in New York City for George Washington.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, they had the partying back there. Pizza Bella. 1977, Eagles Hotel California hits number one.
Pink champagne on ice. More beverages.
Tough. Cosmopolitans, no less.
Mm-mm.
On this date, same date, 1998, musically, Steve Perry leaves the band Journey. But the wheel in the sky kept on turning. And then on the same date, sadly, 1998, way too soon, we lost the great Eddie Rabbit. On this date, in 2000, Vladimir Putin inaugurated as Russia's first president.
Oh.
Since the fall of the...
He's had a really good run.
That was his first time as president.
I was going to say, sorry. Yeah.
He's continuing onward.
That's the trend.
Yeah.
You go, and then you come back, and you go, all right.
And then on this date... Speaking of our president, back in 2008, it was the final little bit of the Bush presidency afterwards and stuff. And Jessica Simpson took issue with President Bush for claiming she was responsible for the Dallas Cowboys' late season collapse. She was dating Tony Romo at the time.
I do remember this. My old boss was a monster Cowboys fan, and he's like, yeah, she's messing with my boy. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all.
W knew. If you know, you know.
I love it.
He's late.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
Extremely scarce on the Wednesday birthday cake front today. A lot of room to write names. So if you ever have one, call it in, text it in. We'll get it on. Otherwise, YouTuber and really rich guy, Mr. Beast, is 27 today.
He's only 27?
That is it.
Wow.
He's done okay. Okay, I don't watch the show, but I like this name. He's from the TV show Vikings. So Vikings star Alexander Ludvig, a.k.a. Bjorn Lothbrok, son of Ragnar Lothbrok. He's 33 today.
I think he's cute.
I love it.
So does that guy.
So does he.
Country singer Russell Dickerson is 38. And then the great Randall Tex Cobb is 75. He was the biker guy of Raising Arizona. Oh. And actually used to live around this area for a little while. Former boxer, NFL player. Don't mess with him.
Okay.
Coming up on the way.
Biker.
I'm so ready to conclave.
Remember, friends don't let friends listen to bad radio shows. This public service announcement brought to you by KB and Heather Lee.